Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, honeys, what's up? Welcome to episode 116 of Natch Butte. Funny, it feels like only 16 weeks ago we were at episode 100. Where is the time going? This episode is very special to me because it is a crossover episode with the podcast That's So Retrograde, which I love. Buckle up, we have a good time. Also, if you tune over to That's So Retrograde's feed, you will hear me on their show today. Isn't that cute? We love a little collab, so get excited for that. I have some news that I want to tell everybody, so just bear with me for 1 minute. First off, I just want to say, starting in July, get excited. I'm going to start doing mini-eps of Natch Butte every week. Yes, honey. You can't get enough Jaggy J. You're in luck. Two episodes of Natch Butte will be coming out every week. One will be a mini-episode. We're going to do all kinds of fun things. We're going to do product demos. We're going to dig through bags. We're going to do emails. We're going to tell listener stories, mini-reviews, rants and raves, and FAQs. I'm really excited about this, so I just want to say, honey, if you've ever wanted to message me, ask me a question, have a comment, have a story, now is the time to send them in, Jackie@NatchButte.com, or get excited. Y'all know I don't read DMs, but today is the day. Go to the Natch Butte Instagram and DM me, and I'm going to read them, and I'm going to share them on the show. So please send me the DMs and send me emails at Jackie@NatchButte.com. I also just want to take this moment to say once again, thank you to everyone who has emailed me, who has DM'd me lately because of what I'm going through. And y'all have been reaching out to let me know, oh, you just found Natch Butte. You found me because I did Forever 35 or whatever it is. Giving me words of encouragement, just letting me know you're enjoying the show, etc. I have read every single message, okay? I'm very, very grateful. And I'm very sad that I haven't gotten to write any of y'all back. If you don't know, I have carpal tunnel, so I do not respond to DMs on my phone. And my emails have gotten really long. And, you know, I have a long list of emails to reply to that I'm most likely not going to get back to. Now that I have nails on, it's also very hard to type. If I'm being honest, I'm behind on the email correspondence, but thank you so much for sending those to me. They all have been touching my heart. I've been putting on a brave face lately. But honey, the mood swings are real. The stages of grief are real. Some days I'm very, very sad and I feel the pain very deeply of what I'm going through. And the honeys are my strength. And I'm very grateful that y'all have been sharing everything with me and trusting me with your stories and just giving me encouragement. So thank you. Please don't stop it. Keep it coming, honey, okay? I love it, and it's really helping me. So thank you for that. Please send me some emails if you have a question, a rant, a rave, a mini review, anything you want to tell me, ask me, share with me. We're going to start getting crazy on the show. Get excited starting in July. Natch Butte mini eps. Okay, if you live in LA, next week is the Natch Butte live event. Get excited. I believe it might be sold out, but you know what? People flake, honey. People flake. So please keep up with the RSVPs. Try and log on and see if it's open. I think it was open again recently. So keep your eyes peeled. And honestly, like, I don't want to say just show up if you didn't RSVP, but I kind of want to tell you that because, you know, I did my OSEA event and like a lot of y'all didn't show up and like really, you know, I'm trying to look good for this. Honey, I'm a new woman. I'm in a new stage of my life. I want this event full, honey. Okay, so y'all need to show up if you say you're coming. It is Thursday, June 27th at 7 p.m. at the Orly Color Labs, which is 7621 Beverly Boulevard, right across from the Grove in L.A. You can RSVP. It is a very long, it's an Eventbrite RSVP. I'm going to put it on NatchButte.com. I'm going to put it on in the Natch Butte Instagram account, so you can click the link there. RSVP, honey. You could probably even Google Natch Butte Live at Orly Color Labs and it'll come up, but RSVP or just show up. I'm telling you now, I don't even care. I want to fill this motherfucker up, so come. Okay, last thing I'm going to say is You may or may not know that Natch Butte works with Stitcher Premium now, and all episodes of Natch Butte that are older than 6 months old are behind a paywall on Stitcher Premium. However, I always keep 10 episodes evergreen that are classic eps that you may not have heard. They're always up on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you happen to podcast, available for you, and there are 10 evergreen eps that I switch out. And guess what I'm doing for June, honey? I don't think I've even announced this on the show yet. I know June is almost over, but you know what, honey? Keep up. So for June, it is Pride Month, so the 10 classic episodes of Natch Butte feature some of your favorite LGBTQIAP+ guests, such as Jonathan Van Ness, Throwing Shade, Meatball, The Drag Queen, Stephanie Beatrice, Bree Ezrick, Nico Santos, Joel Kampuster and Matt Rogers, Rhea Butcher, Cameron Esposito, among others. So, honeys, happy Pride. Please check out those evergreen apps and enjoy them for the month of June. You know, I say happy Pride to all my honeys out there. And the last thing I'm going to say is have fun with this episode. I was in a mood when we recorded this. I had just gotten back from a bachelorette weekend. My brain was a little fried. We had a lot of fun. We talk about Shia LaBeouf half the episode. So you know what? It's fine. We have a good time. Check out this episode. Go check out That's So Retrograde today because I am on their show and we did a crossover. Love them and enjoy the ep.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't beaut, baby, it's not natch beaut, baby. Some people want a skin routine, but some just want every cream. But every cream means nothing if I ain't natch beaut. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Whoa!
Coming in hot! The beauty talk shock! Coming in hot!
I'm left speechless.
Well, that's unfortunate because this is an audio medium.
I know.
So I'm gonna need you to pep it up, okay?
Wow, Jack! Wow.
Listen, welcome to Natch Butte, everybody. I don't know if you know, but in case you don't. This is who you're talking to, the beauty talk, Shock Jack, the queen of creams, your host with the most serums and freshest fridge on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, the pop punk princess. It's getting longer, honey. Welcome to Natch Butte. What a special day today is. Today is, let me just, if you're listening to this the day it drops, today is June 20th. What a special day, because today is a very special podcast collab, and we love a collab. Okay.
Love,
they love seeing their other favorite niche influencers on other channels. Okay. So today on your podcast feed right now, you're going to have this episode of Natch Butte, but then you're going to have an episode of That's So Retrograde where I'm on it. So do the math. The hosts of That's So Retrograde are here with me right now, Stephanie Simbari and Elizabeth Cott.
Hello.
Do you remember last time you were here, I said your name wrong?
What did
because
you say?
We didn't even know each other yet.
But then it was the beginning of a beautiful connection that continues to grow.
I mean, since that episode, that fateful day, I remember what day it was because it was my wedding anniversary. It was July 16th when y'all were here. Yes, boo, honey, boo.
We're here to reprogram that for you.
It's done. It's already. It was already.
We'll marry you.
Listen, what was I doing on my wedding anniversary? Recording my show. A little foreshadowing much?
Go with the thing that lights
yes,
you up.
Yes, honey, yes. Welcome to Natch Butte. The host of That's So Retrograde. If you don't listen, get your life together. Subscribe and go check out that episode after this.
Yeah. Stay here, but then afterwards.
Yes. Or if you happen to listen to That's So Retrograde and now you're here, welcome.
Hi.
We're just gabbing today,
hey
the
guys,
three of
thanks
us.
Thanks for coming with us.
Yes, come over. That's So Retrograde.
Touring podcast studios
that's right.
all over LA.
That's right. Y'all just celebrated your 200th episode.
We did.
I mean, what an accomplishment.
Isn't that wild?
Congratulations.
Thanks.
I just did my 100th, so I'm right there behind.
Amazing.
Just peddling along.
Yeah.
You're both very passionate, delightful and supportive women in my life.
Aww.
And, you know, like I said, the first time y'all were in here, we didn't know each other that well, but since that has gone by, I mean, you know, y'all have invited me to so many things. We've hung out. It's been lovely. So welcome back.
Thank you.
And I'm happy you're both here.
Thanks.
And on this new Jackie path I'm on, I'm elevating everything, and y'all are up there, and I'm honored to just step up and join you.
Do the listeners know about new Jackie, like, all the way?
I mean, they don't know everything going on with me.
What do they know?
They know it's the summer of Jackie.
They know that I'm, you know, doing all these new exciting things.
Okay.
They know that my heart is open. They know that I'm doing anal now.
Is that true?
Wellness.
Wait, are you just kidding, not kidding, or just kidding, just kidding?
I have never discussed that on the show.
But nod twice if you're doing anal.
Let us be the ones to help you discuss
it. I'm not going to nod.
Just blink twice if your asshole is a prisoner.
I just wanted to say something shocking because I'm the Beauty Talk Shock Talk. Can you right. feel me yeah. getting red?
Yeah, I think she's definitely doing anal, guys.
And if I am.
There's been a few fingers.
And you know what? That's great if I am.
I feel like
Asplay
is to 2019 what... something else really, really huge was to last year. What's like the biggest thing to happen in the early 2000s?
Bruno Mars.
Okay, so as play as 2019 as Bruno
belly
Mars.
Belly button piercings?
Yeah. As belly button piercings were in 1999.
Which I also
everyone's
had
Everyone's getting
of
their
those.
Ass eaten.
Yeah.
Natch Butte.
I forgot to ask y'all the first question I ask every guest. What type of skin do you have? Stephanie, let's start with you.
Sorry, I just can't stop picturing an asshole in my brain. What type of skin do I have?
Yeah. What type of asshole do you have?
It's tight.
Uh-huh.
Just like my skin.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think my skin is like it's a combination. It's an olive combination skin.
Mm-hmm.
Does that?
Yep.
What other things are there?
Well, I leave the question open. Like, you could say literally anything. You could say my skin is Catherine Zeta-Jones. You could say anything.
Okay. My skin is olive oil.
Love.
Your skin is Catherine Zeta-Jones in Chicago, specifically.
I love that.
Doing all that jazz.
She said.
She had it
my
coming.
My skin
she had
is
it coming.
Holding it down for all those dealing with dermatitis
yes.
at the moment. I'm yes. here to give a voice to the voiceless.
Yeah.
I've been having quite a
it
trauma.
Looks good today.
Well, I just got prescribed a steroid topical, which I was avoiding for about 6 months. But
you didn't want to go there?
I didn't want to go there. It like, yeah. made me nervous. Yeah. But I just...
Desperate times.
Yeah,
you know what else makes you nervous? Having bad eye eczema.
Exactly.
So fuck it.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are. But normally, I would say my skin is like a combination.
Mm-hmm.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears meets Christina Aguilera.
Oh. I mean, that's the combo I want to be. That's the combo I want to be.
In 2001.
Okay. Again, I would be fine with that. Okay, I have so many things to discuss with y'all. When I came on your show, I shared my Summer Butte faves.
Yeah.
So we definitely have to get into y'all's Summer Butte faves. But why don't we first, like, just dip our toe in and discuss summer snacks?
Oh.
So we don't really discuss food on this show very often. But I discovered a salad that I want everybody to buy.
Okay.
And then I would also love if y'all had any recommendations for salads or snacks for the summer that you think the honeys might be interested in getting.
Okay.
So a lot of honeys live near Trader Joe's. If you don't, I'm sorry, you know, but there are a good amount of us that do. This salad I just got, do y'all ever shop at Trader Joe's?
I live at Trader Joe's.
Yes. I don't know about 70. She's more of an Erewhon gal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So this isn't for you, but... This salad, okay, so it's one of those bagged salads,
mm-hmm.
which I never used to get, but New Jackie gets bagged salad.
Bags the salad.
Okay,
New Jackie loves convenience.
I'm telling you, you pop it in your cart, you go home, you pour it out, you pour the dressing. It looks like you have your life together.
Yeah,
this salad, it's called the Tahini Pepita and Apricot Slaw Kit.
I had that at the sample station, and I was muy impressed.
First of all, what's a pepita?
It's a
seed.
It's a pumpkin seed.
Look at you two. Someone pay attention. Okay, so this says shredded carrots, broccoli stalks, green cabbage, and kale in a tahini orange dressing. Now, I make tahini all the time. And I put lemon in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Orange tahini? Who would have thought? It was fucking good, man. And I've gotten like several since then. Healthy, convenient, easy. And I walked right past this damn salad. Was this a new item?
I think it's a new item? It's newish. It was a spring drop. If I know my TJ.
I'm a season behind. That's perfect for me.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Spring was a little hard, okay? I was going through a lot during the spring, okay? So I'm emerging with this salad.
You're a little behind on the friendly flyer.
Exactly.
That's okay.
I got behind on my reading materials. But this salad, I just want everybody to get it. It's really good. Why are all my photos upside down?
That's
stamp
so nice
of approval.
That you want to like that you love something and you want everyone to love it. Because when I love something, I don't want anyone to know about it.
Oh, because you think now when I go to TJ's, they'll all be out.
Yeah.
Because all the honeys took them.
Yeah.
We talk about Trader Joe's a lot on our show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has this salad ever come up?
The salad hasn't come up. Yeah. But
tell about the queso dip.
The slaw kit.
Cashew.
I have that right now.
That's some good stuff.
That's really good.
Roast some potatoes.
Oh, baby.
Take that vegan cashew dip. Yeah. Add a little marinara. Mix that up. The heat of the potato. Then, changes the consistency of the sauce, and you have like a patatas bravas vegan delight.
I'm making that tonight because I have all of those materials in my
home.
I have an herb garden, honey. She gardens now. Keep up.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm like caught up.
I'm making that tonight.
It's really good.
Look at you. Okay, so what are some other things like that? Like, what are some items that the honeys can go buy and eat for summer that you think they might be into?
Well, I just made this morning. So I do Imperfect Produce.
Okay.
Are you familiar?
I am.
Okay. So I love that service. Mm-hmm. It basically, you go online once a week and you can choose from an array of organic or non-organic items, fruits, veggies. They have great olive oil. They have coffee, all those things. I get like a massive box for under $40.
Yeah.
It's anywhere from like $25 to $40 depending on what we're ordering.
Yeah.
It's all perfectly in season and all kind of wouldn't have made it to like the grocery store.
Because it's shaped weird or something.
Yeah, exactly.
People like their fruit looking good in LA.
Yes. Exactly. That's why I always pick the ugly fruit.
Right.
Because like nobody's going to pick you. Just like I do my friends.
It saves so much money. And so I kind of like to go from there, like assess what's in the box.
Yeah.
And I made a dip that I made for Thanksgiving. That I just made this morning, and I take the Trader Joe's tahini that's in a jar.
So good.
I have that.
Coconut aminos.
Okay.
Maple syrup and Dijon mustard.
Okay. Mix I would
that
have
all
never
up
put all those things
in
together.
And add a little bit of water, just depending on what consistency you want. Like warmer water is better. And it's the best veggie dip. It's so good. And you can use it even as like a marinade also, or like on top of like salmon or something like that. Not a marinade, but it's really delish.
That's perfect for the summer?
Yeah.
Even though you made it for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I mean, I did it on roasted veggies. I did it as like a thinner sauce on roasted veggies, but for like a crudité platter.
Okay.
It's a nice dipping sauce.
I love a crudité.
Yeah. Who
does it? It's really delicious. I wanted to drink the whole thing on Thanksgiving.
So y'all had Thanksgiving together?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do like a huge Friendsgiving with, there's like what, like 50 people there? Yeah.
Maybe I could get in on that invite.
Please.
Because I have nowhere to go this year.
Oh, you must come.
How do you already know that? Oh.
I guess I don't.
Sorry. Yeah.
Who knows where I'll be in November? Who knows?
Steph, you're a snacking queen, though. You really know what's up.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
What are you drinking right now? It looks kind of like guava.
It's just coffee with
oat
milk.
Watered down
Honestly,
coffee.
I'm not really sure about like how I feel about oat milk.
Yeah.
I'm like...
People
like
are really
pancake
sucking
batter,
its
huh?
Dick.
Yeah, it's
people
not
are really
good.
Sucking its dick these days.
I'm not
it's too much.
I'm not dabbling
it's
in
it's
yeah.
very syrupy. That's exactly it. Like it poured out. I'm like, what the fuck is
it? It kind of looks like oatmeal when
it's
you pour
batter.
It out.
Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah.
It literally is. Ew.
Make crepes.
So I'm drinking pancake coffee.
Love.
As far as snacks are concerned, okay, there's a few things. First of all, I love to my favorite like somewhat high activity is cruising Thrive Market for snacks and just like literally putting everything that I think looks good in my basket and then like going back and being like, how many different types of freeze-dried strawberries do you
the
need?
App is
and yeah, using the app
addictive.
Is so sick. It's just like a really fun, like when you don't want to be on Instagram, shop for snacks on Thrive Market.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And then I go to the farmer's market and I get like a lot of different like cherries are really good, strawberries, berries, and then I'll just like bring that with me
Fruit?
Somewhere.
Heard of it?
Heard of it. Also,
I mean, honestly, but I never really buy fruit.
You should.
I know.
Get it from Imperfect Produce.
Or the farmer's market, which is a really fun, like, ritual for yourself.
Let me tell you something. New Jackie gets fruit.
Mm-hmm. Get cherries. Get treat yourself.
Yes, I deserve fruit.
You do. Yeah.
I deserve antioxidants.
Yeah.
Plums and nectarines are in season right now. I mean, what else is there to talk about?
Okay, good to know.
And then I feel like in the summer I don't like to eat as much like meats because I'm just like feeling heavier. So I've been doing this thing where I like will cook a whole cauliflower. It's like a really, and I'll just eat that like as my dinner.
Yeah.
And then I make this like, it's like ghee with that Bragg's like seasoning thing. And then salt and pepper. And then I like put olive oil just to like make it a little bit more like pourable and then whisk it like really hard. And then I pour it on top of the broccoli with what's that like fresh garlic stuff, that raw, it's like that raw like garlic fluff thing, you know, they have
like the garlic
Joe's?
Like the garlic sauce,
yeah, I'll just put like have a it, little like of that
the farmer's market or TJ's
exactly
has
and like whip that all in, and it kind of makes like a sauce for the vegetables, and it almost like it honestly tastes like how I always want pasta to taste or how I always want a meat to taste, but it's just
a cauliflower.
That
Trader Joe's garlic dip is otherworldly.
I prefer the farmer's market one.
Right.
But
well, not everyone has a farmer's market.
No, but TJ's makes theirs with like a vegetable oil.
Canola oil, I think.
Yeah. And then farmer's markets, and the one that I get is with olive oil, which is just, I feel like the OG generally better for you oil across the board of all the oils. Although I've heard good things about avocado oil.
Yeah. I love an avo.
Yeah. What else do I eat for snacks?
I mean, I think that's a great answer.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. I just feel like we don't talk about snacks very often. This salad made me so happy that I was like, you know, somebody should try it. And I am a kombucha influencer, so I feel like the honeys would go straight to the salad.
It's adjacent to that.
Yes, 100%.
Love, as a snack, when I'm like running around all day, I weirdly love the Bulletproof bars. Like, even though they're kind of, like, chalky taste, they have, like, a really, like, strong...
The vanilla one's good.
The vanilla one, the chocolate chip one's really good.
I've never had. They're not vegan, right?
They have butter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or something of that.
In that world, yeah.
Yeah. But they're just good for, like, you know, keeping your energy up but not getting full.
Yes. Love.
Yeah.
New Jackie is experimenting. With all kinds of things, okay?
Every time she says anything, guys, she's winking at us. Yes, so
you didn't have to let him in on that, Stephanie!
It's a weird Auntie Jackie move. Our aunt is here, and she's winking at us when she says something suggestive.
You know, my gender identity is Kooky Southern Aunt.
That's literally you.
Yeah, that's literally me. I felt that really strongly. Like, I might have to add that to my intro, your favorite Kooky Southern Aunt.
It's done.
You know, you're the one who coined me the environmental shock jock.
I did. I'm very proud of that.
You're the reason I say kooky or whatever. You're the reason I say beauty talk shock jock. Because of you. Elizabeth is so good at titling things.
Taglines is her thing.
I feel like I quoted, like, explorer of the space. That's what you coined me. And I said, I'm an explorer of the space.
Yeah.
I explain that in emails, at dinner parties, whenever it comes up. So thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
So, like I said, y'all are supported. Oh, yay.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I have a question.
We have answers.
Have either of you ever had a zit and not popped it?
No.
See what I mean? As an experiment, had a zit a few weeks ago, and I didn't pop it, and I would love to tell y'all what happened.
It went away. I'm at
the edge of my seat.
Well, so I had a zit. I've been getting breakouts. I had a zit right here on my cheek, right? So I said, you know what? I'm not going to fuck with it, and let's see what happens. That motherfucker took over 2 weeks to go away. So this is what started to happen. First, you can see the, like, white in it. The white was getting bigger and bigger, and then all of a sudden it started... Shrinking, 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 shrinking. The zit was getting less big. What's the word? Like going down.
It was turning into like a capillary, basically.
It was going
down. Like into like a hard ball.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So then this morning I looked in my face. It was still there. It's been weeks, right? And I just went yoink with my two nails. Don't try this at home. And a tiny little hard.
Right.
It was like a little white head or like a little hard yellow.
I forget what it's called, but basically you need to get to that
right.
in order for it to go away.
Right.
So you did it.
It let a little seed out, little hard yellow seed.
There's a name for that.
You notice like if you ever like kind of like put your hand on your back and catch those seeds.
I would never. That's disgusting.
Really?
I'm just kidding. Of course
I was like, really?
Of course I've done that.
So then you get those little balls off.
Yeah.
That is like basically what you want to get out of your face.
Right.
Because once you get that out, that's the root. As per Jen Kramer, my skin savior over at Corrective Skincare LA, that's what she taught me. But it's really hard. It's very hard. If you hit it when it's at that like prime moment where it's like really white, you're not going to get to that ball
because
that's me underneath. And then you're digging for it. And then it's just drama.
I've popped some before and then I wake up and they're
milia.
Double the size.
It's a milia.
There you go. Thank you. Capillary is something different.
Yeah.
I misspoke.
It's these hard bumps on the skin develop when a plug of keratinized dead skin cells and oil become trapped beneath the skin surface.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was milia. But I was like, it took me that long. I had to have that on my face for so long to get to that point.
But yeah, that's always what I end up getting out of my face when I get facials because it's like it will settle back in and the bacteria just gets trapped and then like my skin goes over it.
Right.
I get them like a lot around my
mouth. Same. Yeah. But wasn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're saying if I got a zit and I saw the white, because sometimes I pop them, I go to bed, I wake up, they're even bigger
white. Yeah, more
because
bacteria.
Because I didn't get to the root.
Yeah.
Because if you dig too hard, then you'll fuck up everything.
Exactly.
Wow. Anyway, I was like, this just happened this morning. I've been on this 2-week journey with the zit, and I was like, I have to share with y'all.
Where was it? Can I see?
I mean, it's somewhere.
Oh, I can't see it at all.
I don't even know where it is. It's somewhere over here.
Your skin looks great.
Well, thanks. I just put a little foundation.
Lucky.
Because I don't leave the house now without at least sort of looking okay. Because again, new Jackie is always living or presenting her best self, or at least like a not as bad. You know, I'm trying here.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
You're doing amazing.
Thank you. Okay. What else am I going to talk to you guys about? Okay. I want to get into product discoveries, but I also want to just say that we're recording this on June 11th. I'm just going to be honest with the honeys.
Pull back the curtain, baby.
Today is Shia's 33rd birthday.
Okay.
Shia LaBeouf.
Are you a big fan? Because you said it like you know him.
Well, we've never met, but we have emailed.
Okay.
We have a history.
What's the history?
What was the emailing like?
I mean, this story's been told on Nashbute a lot.
Okay, we can sidebar.
I stole his email from a phone at a party, emailed him and asked him to do a show with me at UCB.
Did he do it?
He said he was going to, and then he canceled.
Sad.
Then I tried to go to his acting school, and then I ended up going, and they had moved locations, and I didn't know, and it was a whole thing.
Hold on.
Did you get
a
refund?
Are you a Shia LaBeouf stalker?
I mean, I do have his address on my phone.
Oh my God, Jackie.
But I don't go there. I just like to know where
you know
he is.
Why?
What's the thing?
I'm just a fan, okay? We have a connection.
Oh, my God. I'm so worried.
I like the specificity of that specific actor.
How long has this
like,
been going
he's
on
like
for?
He's like on the fray and like not,
well,
but I'm, is.
Well, I mean, when I first moved here, summer 06, they were shooting Transformers on the Universal lot, which is where I was interning.
Okay.
And I used to kind of think maybe I'd run into him and we go out. You know what I mean? Like, it was it was casual. So that was 13 years ago. Cut to us now. We're in our 30s. He just turned 33 today. I'm 34. I feel like we're in the right age group. I feel, you know, it could really happen for us now.
I feel like he would date you.
Here's the thing. Him and FKA Twigs are broken up.
Yeah, and you have the body type of every girl that he's ever been with.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm just saying this might be my this might be my shot.
Yeah.
I might, you know, like, cause it's, I was married. Like, this is the time.
Wait, I'm actually wanting this for you so bad.
Your reaction made me so scared. I was like, oh, she has a horrible Shia LaBeouf story.
No, I've never met
him. No. I've never met
him.
He's
never come across
our. Do y'all have friends that know him? You're both very well connected.
I don't think
I don't think we're connected to him. And maybe by like we don't know it, but
right. Well, maybe
I'm trying to think. Maybe do some research.
Unless Gerard, but Shia wasn't in like the new Transformers movie.
No.
So then no.
Mm-mm. Okay. So here's what I was going to ask y'all. Today is Shia's 33rd birthday.
You want to date a Gemini?
I've never dated a Gemini. Yeah, wait, I have, but not seriously. What would y'all buy him for his 33rd birthday if you could buy him any present?
If it was coming from us or if it was coming from you or like...
No, I know what I'm going to get him.
Okay.
I'm asking both of you individually. It's his 33rd birthday. What would you buy Shia?
An Erewhon gift certificate?
If you were invited to his birthday. Well, he lives in the valley. There's no Erewhon.
Calabasas, baby.
Yeah.
That's a little far out of his area.
Okay, a gift certificate to the Now Massage.
Ooh, that's a good
one.
In
Silver Lake?
Well, they have multiple locations. Oh.
They have one in Studio City.
They have one in Studio City.
Is that by where he lives?
I'm not going to say.
It's like
I would never invade his privacy.
Is Shia sober?
As far as I know, he is currently.
Okay, so that takes what I wanted to say off the
table. He likes coffee.
Okay.
There's lots of paparazzi photos of him holding a cigarette and a coffee cup from Starbucks.
Okay.
Basic. I like it.
Okay, I love to buy this ground coffee from Go Get 'em Tiger. That's what I drink.
Yes.
So we gotta get him that.
I've still never been there, but I've been told that they have the best latte in town.
They make their own macadamia almond milk.
Rebecca's not.
And their coffee, like if you buy it, those are the grinds that I buy. It's so good.
Okay.
It's called Monumental Moments is the one that I'm obsessed with.
But do you think Shia brews his own?
Well, he probably French presses at
least.
When I look into his window, I always peer into the kitchen and I never have seen a coffee press.
If he's a sober coffee connoisseur,
yeah.
I would imagine he's doing some sort of like Japanese pour over in his home.
Okay.
Or he could be the type of person who likes the outing and the ritual of it all, who therefore is why he's going to Starbucks.
But aren't we all a little bit of both?
Yes.
Don't we?
Fair.
I like to go out and get my coffee, but I like to also wake up and have it when I wake up.
What's the name of the one you like from Go Get 'em Tiger?
Monumental Moments.
That's a really cute name.
It's so good. It has like chocolate notes in it. It's delicious.
Ooh, I love it when it's chocolate water.
Yeah.
That's my favorite kind of coffee.
It's really good.
What's chocolate water?
It's like a flavor profile.
Iced coffee tastes like
good iced coffee tastes like chocolate water. And then I always rate cold brews at different places as to how close it is to a chocolate water.
I love that for you.
Thank
you. I don't drink coffee, so I'm like, I need to know these things.
Okay, oh, yeah, so there's like all these cool, like different like pour over things you can buy. And for people who like are really into coffee,
right.
I feel like something like that's like a really good gift.
So when you say pour over, the grounds are really finely milled?
So when you do like, when you do a French press, it's like a little bit more like sandy. Mm-hmm. And then you put it in the thing and you push
and
it down.
Yeah.
And then, or there's like the machine that pours, that does the water for you. So it like sits there more. The pour over is like a more.
Chemex?
It's a ritual.
Is that the brand?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, Chemex. It's great. It's fun. It's like a really nice little thing. There's a whole art to
it. Doesn't Joey have one?
We had one at the old house. It was Paul's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can I afford one? Should I get one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a little glass
contraption. Does New Jackie drink coffee?
She should.
I mean, I would love to sit with you.
Like
well, no, I used to be a coffee addict. That's why I went off of it.
Oh, okay.
I used to drink Trentas from Starbucks. Trentes. I'm Italian.
Are you an Olsen twin?
Yeah. I was having heart chest pains. 6 years ago, I went off of coffee, and I have not drank it since.
Wow.
I think. Stay off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, I should drink coffee again. And then I'll drink it and I won't sleep for 3 days and it like ruins me.
Right.
And I get horrible headaches.
Stay off of
it. Yeah. But it's just fun to be involved.
Yeah. It's a cute moment.
There's tea.
I get tea. That's what I do. I do tea. And I like not being reliant on anything, you know? Like, I don't need tea. If
natural,
I don't have tea, I'm going to be fine.
Natural rhythm, baby.
That's right.
That's what it's
that
all
natural
about.
Rhythm, honey.
I'm a monstrous coffee addict. Like,
I mean,
if I don't have it, I'm like raging after
that's what
two
I'm
hours.
Saying. Yeah. That's how I was.
I have to be really careful with it. I have to, like, there's it's such a fine line for me of like wanting it and needing it.
Yeah.
And so I try to stay on like the wanting and it like being a treat versus like having to have it without, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, now we've all really gotten to know each other. I'm just going to say I have three gifts that I would like to give Shia.
Oh, okay.
Number one, a reusable coffee cup. Because
Rinse the cup.
He goes all the time. Rinse the cup and bring your cup. Set an example.
I'm hearing you say it to him. In the kitchen that you guys build together.
Thank you.
Baby, rinse the cup.
Rinse the cup. Second, reusable grocery bags because he's always shopping at Gelson's and he always gets those cardboard or the, what's it called? The paper bags. And I'm like, Shia, get a reusable bag. Keep it in your truck. Just keep it in your
Does
truck.
Does he have a truck?
He has a truck.
I'm gonna hold my judgment on the fact that he's shopping at Gelson's.
Why? I love Gelson's.
I think if Gelson's is so overpriced.
He's Shia LaBeouf.
He doesn't care. He's Shia LaBeouf.
I care.
He's Shia LaBeouf.
Well, then don't shop there.
It's a beautiful grocery store. It's a beautiful grocery store.
Everything is so expensive there.
Well, you know what?
We can all do better.
Though, it's convenient, though, but it's close to his house.
Yeah, that's okay,
it's fine. Convenient.
It's for people
it's
like him.
It's close to his
fine.
House.
And they have a great salad
the
bar.
The imitation crab at the salad bar is really good.
They have imitation crab, and they also have, like, they do cubed avocado. And so it's just like,
right.
You take a big fucking spoonful of that.
It is
right.
Nice.
They have,
and their Caesar dressing and their honey mustard is really fucking good.
See?
Okay. Gelson's fine. I'm
but listen,
turned around.
Shia needs some reusable bags. Okay.
I'm on board with that.
The third gift, obviously, is my body.
Aww.
Don't you think that's a beautiful gift?
I think it's all going to go great.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Do we follow him on social media?
He doesn't have social media. I mean, he does.
Cool. I love that.
I do, too. He does, but it's like weird poems and shit. Of course, I follow his Twitter. Which is why I found out this morning that he has a fundraiser next weekend that I might buy a ticket to and go by myself.
Dead.
Because it's a guarantee that I'm going to be in the same room with him. A guarantee. After all these years and all these misconnections, the universe was waiting for this night. The universe has decided this might be the night we finally are in the same room.
I like this.
Because this whole time, it was like, what's going to happen if you meet?
Right.
You know what I mean? It might be too much.
Right.
I want this so bad.
I ship
dying.
This for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. I might go to the fundraiser.
Although I feel like, I don't know, he doesn't seem like very stable.
But he's better now. He went to rehab. He went to anger management.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
He's really, really attractive and very talented.
He's hit a stride in his life. He's 33. He's not young Shia. He's not flip my truck going to the troubadour Shia anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's not fucking Megan Fox on the Transformer set Shia.
I feel like he'd also really like you because like his dad's a clown and he like gets it and like you're really funny.
His dad's a clown?
Yeah, that's like a thing. That it's like a part of his
You think
story.
He has some kind of complex where he wants to fuck his dad?
No, but just like, he
appreciates humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wants to fuck his dad.
I wonder if he's ever dated a funny girl. A funny girl, you know? Funny.
I feel like model funny, which is like, I don't know what that is. I just made it up.
Model funny? Yeah. Is that what we are?
Yeah.
Yes. Totally.
We're all three model funny. That means we're really pretty and funny. Is that what that means?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, I love that. I love that for us.
You know, they're just like model funny. You know how it is.
Wait, but does model funny mean you're not that funny or it means you're just attractive and funny?
It means you're not funny.
Got it.
Oh.
But you're a model, so you don't have to be funny.
Got it.
The reason why all of us are funny is because we're not models.
Yes. Yes. I would be really hard to be both.
Yeah.
Like, it would stress out everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't we get into the summer beaut faves?
Ooh.
Maybe Elizabeth should go first, just because I see items out.
Well, we can go, like, one for one.
I'm okay.
I think would be a cute thing.
Sure. I love that. So if you want to hear my summer beaut faves, you have to go listen to the That's a Retrograde episode out today.
Yes.
Right now.
And there are some...
We had fun.
Really top tier.
We had so much fun.
That,
I told Stephanie last time I saw y'all that was like the most fun I had all week. That was my favorite hour of the whole week.
Isn't that so cute?
Same.
We had so much fun.
That was great.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now,
yes.
It's no secret in the world of Natch
yes.
or in the world of That's So Retrograde,
yeah.
CBD is having its
it sure is.
Moment.
It sure
so,
is.
So I've been in this space where I've been trying to like wrap my head around educating myself and learning about all the different offerings and like where it holds space and like does its job or where it's just kind of gimmicky.
Yes.
And
thank God somebody's done some research.
So
tell us what you know.
I don't know much.
Okay.
I'm still in the exploratory phase, but I have been finding some fun things. And there's this brand, G-R-O-N. What are those two little dots? What is that? How does that mean it's pronounced?
Oh.
Because grown?
I think that's
Gron?
Probably right.
Okay. I'm unclear.
Gron.
G-R-O-N
right.
with the cute little two dots over the, and I don't
over
know what those
o.
are called. CBD, which they do confections. They do like chocolates and all this stuff, but they also make these masks. And it's this rejuvenating CBD face mask. I think I talked about it last time we were on. I have had like a whole journey with my skin. Had like, when I turned 31, I'm 34 now, I had like a year and a half of just like acne out of nowhere. And it was brutal. And so I'm always looking for things to calm. And
yes.
this mask is really does the trick. I've
yeah.
had like I've been using it once a week and kind of just around the like problem area, kind of like the chin
lower cheek,
the thinking man area, as I like to call it.
I always rest my hands under mm-hmm. my skin or under my chin, and I always stop myself. I'm like, don't do that, but I like it.
And so this is really nice. So this mm-hmm. is my first pick.
Love.
Get involved.
Yes.
Yay.
How about you, Steph?
Okay, so my first pick is this new lip tint that I discovered.
Ooh, I love.
But it's kind of sad because there's no more left.
Oh, no.
So
what a tease.
Okay, so it's really fucked up, and I'm saying this on Natribute so that maybe someone from the company will hear me and change their mind.
Yeah.
I've already Instagrammed them like 9 times. The brand is Becca.
Mm-hmm. Like Becca, Sephora Becca, yeah.
Yeah, like Sephora Becca.
Yeah, like whatever.
We all know her.
Yeah. So she's...
you know, Sephora Becca. She sits next to me in PE.
She's a great friend. And they make this thing called Beach Tint, and it's like a stain for your chicks for your cheeks and mm-hmm. your lips.
Chicks.
Your chicks, your lips and cheeks.
Chicks. Yeah, exactly. Just say everything and that's one word. Anyways... it's a tint,
yeah.
And it's like the greatest.
I want a tint.
It's the greatest tint I've ever used in my life. You only need a little bit, and it makes your lips look so good. And the color that I'm obsessed with is raspberry. And I literally just bought the last two from the only place that sells them, which is fucking Blushington.
Yeah.
You know what?
And
that reminds
me of. Discontinued. I was like, wait, is it on Amazon? Can't find it anywhere.
Do you remember, like, back, take it back, 90s Clinique, mm-hmm. that honey balm that they
yes.
had, that's color really reminds me of that.
And it's my favorite
honey
thing.
Something.
I'm so upset.
It's pretty.
And then I like to pair it, God bless you, with the Wander Beauty Lip Retreat Oil Lip Gloss.
We're obsessed with that.
And yeah. it's like a perfect combo for dress up or dress down.
Don't you have a Wander Beauty lip tint? I feel like I've seen you pull it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that same one.
That's it.
We love it. It's new. It's like this oil base. It's mm-hmm. really lovely.
I don't know if I have it, but I need it.
You
yeah,
need it.
You want
to see it?
Cute.
Okay. I'm going to move it over to brows.
Yes, please. I need some brow help.
We might have talked about our friend Brett
Friedman.
AKA Brett Friedman, a.k.a. What's his Instagram?
Brett Glam.
He has a brand. So he's a makeup artist for like Reba McEntire, Sarah Silverman, Tina Fey. Like he just gets around.
Oh,
he's amazing.
He does Taylor too. Sometimes.
And Taylor Swift. He did the cover of Taylor Swift for Entertainment Weekly recently. Yeah.
The one where she has the pink hair and the denim jacket
yeah.
and everybody said she looked like me.
Oh.
Oh shit.
Hello. I mean, that was kind of my look. But yes.
Yeah. So Brett is a friend of ours and he's created Brett Brow.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the best eyebrow gel I've ever used. And
ever.
Here's what makes it stand
okay,
out.
I
Not only
it.
Is the formula great and the brush is great, which I feel like the brush is everything when
mm-hmm.
it comes to a brow gel.
Yes.
This other side is a dry brush.
Cute.
So she cleans it up. So you apply it and
right.
then you use the dry brush to blend it
yeah.
and get out whatever like extra schmutzica
right.
might be. On
What'd
the brow.
You say?
Schmutzica? I
Love.
Made it up. No, I didn't make it up. It's a Yiddish adjacent word,
yeah,
I think. I don't know.
I've heard schmutz.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I made it up. But you can do this. You can follow this technique by just snatching one of those like mascara appliers at any like detox market
mm-hmm.
or wherever you are, Nordstrom's Beauty, wherever, and just like keep that with you and it or use an old applicator. It's such a trick.
Also, to add to the Brett Brow thing, I also use his other products, which is his, the brush, like the thin, what kind of brush is that called?
It's like a very thin,
like a
angular brush.
Yeah, and
yeah.
then he has like a whole spectrum of
powders,
and each of them is like two colors, and that's why I didn't do it today, because I don't have any makeup on, but I use that as the thing that I draw my eyebrows on with, and I went through a phase where I was literally trying every single eyebrow.
I'm having major
color.
Eyebrow things right now. Like
his is so
yeah.
good. It's my favorite one. I did that. I tried Brow Gal. I tried the one from Wander. I tried
Anastasia.
I've used all of them
yeah.
and I feel like his is the best one.
Does it make your eyebrow hair stay up where you put them? Because that's my thing. I always what have I been using lately? I've been using Thrive.
Okay.
Cosmetics.
Okay.
Yeah. It, you know, cause it makes it's, they stay up. They stay
that's
up.
That's how I like it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Cause I've had some Glossier boy brow won't, my brows won't stay up.
Say it, honey.
They
Speak
won't
the
stay
truth.
Up. They won't stay up.
I have trouble with Glossier's because I feel like there's way too much product on the brush.
Yeah. Well, it's so tiny. It's like a tiny little brush.
It's a tiny little brush with so much product on it. And I always have to have like a Kleenex adjacent so I can properly get the brush ready for application because otherwise it just like goes the wrong way.
Right.
The non-desired look.
Yes.
So thanks for speaking the truth on that. But I think Glossier is great, but
same.
Just surprising to me with like all the R&D that they've done.
It just doesn't, I don't have that many hairs. I've had my blading done, but like the whole middle part of my eyebrow, there's literally four hairs.
Wait, can I see you take off your glasses?
Well, I mean, I have a little pencil on them.
What about tint? Have you ever dabbled in the eyebrow tinting?
Well, I actually color my eyebrows.
Okay.
Like I actually dye them myself.
Yourself?
Mm-hmm.
I really want to get my eyebrows tinted. Once I get the dermatitis under control,
that's my
next thing.
I color my eyebrows lighter than they are.
That's cool.
Yeah. And there's also tons of grays popping up in there, if I'm being honest.
Interesting.
So I'm trying to get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to bag a guy a year and a half younger than me, you know?
Shia.
Yes, Shia. I'm trying to keep these eyebrows snatched, you know?
I get that, for sure. Oh, yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what else?
Okay, my thing that I'm dying for right now. Elizabeth and I went to this skincare event at a plastic surgeon's office.
Honor MD.
Dr.
Beverly
John
Hills.
Diaz.
And his Whitney wife, Port from The Hills invited us.
Yeah. Oh, look at you.
And his wife, Dr. Diaz's wife, Ursula, created a skincare line called Honor MD. And it's...
I have it right here.
Fucking incredible. Yeah, so that's one of the products. What she has in her hand is the Hope 2.0 Moisturizing Serum. It's a hyaluronic acid.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I've been using is called Genetically Blessed. It's
cute.
A super antioxidant serum, and its top ingredients are cat's claw bark, moringa, coffee, and AHA.
Wait, cat claw bark?
It's very, she's like the only person to use that in skin.
I've never
heard
of that.
And this woman's skin, goddess.
Yeah.
Like full on. You just want to trust everything they're doing in that office because she looks amazing. She doesn't look like she's touched a thing, but she's just like glowing and taut and like all the things we want to be.
So here's the description of the serum. Now, I will say it's expensive.
Yeah.
However.
How much?
It's $185.
Okay. This is, honestly, for a serum, I mean, you got to pay up for the serums. If you ask Jackie J, you got to pay up for the serums.
But I'm just seeing on the website now that if you subscribe, you save 10% and you get it for $166.50. And I'm telling you, if you use this fucking serum, like, I'm almost done with mine. And I'm like, I need to.
Your skin looks great.
It does. I was literally about to say that.
I think it's from that. Like, it's the one thing that I changed in my skincare routine, besides getting a little Botox in my forehead. But, like, that doesn't change the consistency of your skin. That I feel like has really, it's constantly, detoxing your skin as you use it. So, you put it on, you wait, it like kind of tingles a little bit, which
ooh,
I like.
Me too. I love an active ingredient.
It's active as fuck. And then you wait till that settles in. And then I put my hyaluronic and then I put my oil. And it's just like, I'm so obsessed with my skincare. Oh, also, our friend made us straight up rose water.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been putting that in a spritzer. And that's my like moisturizing thing before everything. And it's my favorite thing.
Your friend
world.
Like made it.
He made it
like,
from the roses in his garden.
From the roses in his garden.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We love a craft.
Yeah.
And I've been putting it in sparkling water, a little Topo Chico. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
in this rose water. She's refreshing.
I'm going to text you this link for the Honor MD stuff.
Good. I can't wait.
Okay.
I've never thought about Topo Chicoing my face.
No,
no,
that's
no,
not
no
what
to
she's
drink.
Doing.
Oh, got it.
So okay. It's like multi-use.
I wasn't going to judge. I wasn't going to judge, but I was like, I don't know if I would feel that. I don't know if that would be serving me.
You're like, I don't know if the effervescence is doing anything.
I love a Topo Chico. I mean, Topo Chico is a very Southern Texas drink.
Yeah, it is. Those the best bubbles in the game.
We love a Topo Chico cocktail.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, I've been having like a pretty serious bout of skin issues.
Yes.
I showed you a visual. It's been pretty gnarly.
Yes.
So I'm not allowed to be really wearing makeup, and I haven't really been wearing makeup.
Yeah.
So
fair.
And I have had to completely stop my skincare routine in general.
Right.
So two things that are not in the makeup world. One is
we love a product discovery. Remember on your show I talked about that lighter I liked?
Yeah. So
oh, yeah, that was amazing.
This is, I believe, it's just what they use to make popsicles
mm-hmm.
in the refrigerator. It's like with like those rubber.
Mm-hmm. It's like a popsicle condom.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I took a picture so we would have a visual.
Yes.
So this is what I use.
Very phallic, Elizabeth.
It really is.
It looks like a popsicle condom.
Yeah. A popsicle condom.
Where'd you get that?
I got it from Jen Kramer at Corrective Skincare.
Oh,
so
I
she
have that.
Sells these, but. I think you have the cup.
Oh, I have the cup.
So she's like, so her big thing, she talks about icing your face. And
yes.
I swear to you, if you do this day and night for 2 weeks, you will notice such a difference. Such a difference. It's never failed.
Do I need to ice my face?
So
I never ice my face.
Try it. Try it. Just try it.
Why not?
Happens.
New Jackie ices her face.
So this little contraption, mm-hmm. which is like an at-home popsicle maker, is kind of the best thing that they've landed on at Corrective Skincare to figure out, like to just quickly be able to fill up thing with water, rub it around your face, and when you're icing your face, you don't leave it stationary anywhere. You like keep it in like a constant motion,
okay.
have it go over like three times. It's super quick.
Okay.
So
I feel like you could go on Amazon and put in like popsicle maker or popsicle. What are those called? Like popsicle
push pop.
Push pop. Yeah. It's
you
a
could
push pop.
You could easily
rubber push pop mold.
There you go, popsicle mold.
Yes.
That's where I went.
There
so
we
you
go.
Could go on Amazon and drink popsicle mold. You could even make one out of a condom.
You and the old, what I've
I mean,
you
truly,
could.
You could.
You could. That would just like the rolled, it might like snag.
Yeah.
But this is just a little, the rubber just feels a little bit more like intentional.
Right. So you just rub ice on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no protective barrier, just the ice.
Just ice.
Yeah.
And that is really, and I've had to stop using salicylic acid, benzoyl peroxide, all of the things that I've been using that really help me clear.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been icing and using a really, really gentle face wash.
When you ice, where in your routine do you ice?
After I'm washing my face.
You wash the face, then ice.
Then ice, and then I would do moisturizer after that.
Okay, and then at night, wash the face, ice, do serums.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ice first.
Think
if
about
someone
it,
would have told me at a young age how many hours I needed to dedicate to just my face alone, I think I would have opted for a different pet career path. Or my face just under a bag.
Mm.
All the
you
time.
Know, Shia has worn a bag over his face. Not to keep bringing him up, but you asked for that one.
Dead.
You know?
Stop.
Yeah.
Why?
Why do I keep bringing him up?
No. Why did he wear a bag over
his face? Oh, you don't know about that?
No.
Oh, my God. That was like the most...
It's like
that
a
was like,
statement to the paparazzi.
Yeah.
Stand
Hold
Shia,
on.
Jackie.
Well, I thought this at this point... Do y'all know about Shia's bag, Jessica? Rebecca? What? Hold on. Shia...
Sorry I brought it up. I didn't mean
to. No, I thought this was like huge news. Bag, red carpet. It comes right up. Bag, red carpet. This is him. Where was this? A can? Or it was somewhere really big. Right here. Look.
Hilarious.
I am not famous anymore.
That's
you see
so
it?
Annoying. I hate that. That's such a turnoff.
I'll be honest, not the best moment for him. Like, I don't like it either. But you know what? He pushes boundaries and makes choices.
Right.
And he, you know, he's an interesting artist.
Okay.
Nobody can take that from him.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, I didn't mean to disrespect your man.
But like, underneath though... But, like, underneath, though.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I had
do
a
like
crush
that.
On him when he was in, what was the Disney show?
Even Stevens?
Yeah.
See, I didn't even know him then.
I was into the Even Stevens. He looked, like, Jewy to me. I was, like, into it.
I was into Disturbia Shia.
Okay.
Same. I didn't get on board until around that time. So.
Yeah.
But he oh. Hi, baby.
I want
anyway.
This for you so badly.
So bad.
I truly didn't mean for this episode to become a whole hour
it's
of
his
me.
Birthday. What else
it's
is it going to be?
It's his birthday, and he's come up so many times on the show. I emailed him on the show. He never wrote me back, but I don't think it's his email address anymore. And then somebody sent, a honey sent me an email that was like, hey, you can download this app or like a extension that you can see if people open the emails.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, do I need that anxiety in my life? Because I feel like I email people and they never write me back semi-regularly, just in my own personal life slash business. And it's not, it's kind of an understood thing in LA. It's not necessarily that they hate you or it's just people get busy and they forget.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't. If it's really important, you just follow up.
Yes. So I'm like, did he? I had his email. We exchanged emails a few times. He wrote me back the first time after 7 minutes. Okay. So I'm thinking that was 4 years ago. He probably didn't have the same email address. He probably didn't get my last email that I just sent a few weeks ago. I wrote it on the show.
He probably never got it.
He probably never got it, right?
Yeah.
So I can't take it personally, but maybe when I run into him at this gala, I'm going to go, hey, did you get my email?
Don't do that. Definitely don't lead in with the email.
Jesus, your eyes just got so intense. I thought you were going to kill.
You should say, hey, I'm Jackie.
Yeah.
Do you have
yeah.
a friend in common? Is this how you got his email?
I like I said, I took it out of somebody's phone at a party.
Okay. Someone you know.
You should just play it cool. Like
I don't even
you
know him
don't.
Very well.
Who is it?
I think this is what we should do.
Tell us.
We should wrap up.
Okay.
Okay? Why don't you give us one more, and then we'll plug, and then
sure.
we'll get out.
Okay. This okay. Verilux Happy Light.
Okay. What's
which
that?
Which is this mood optimizing light that mm-hmm. plugs in, it either like is on a stand or mounts on the wall, and they come in different sizes. This company named Verilux makes them.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have these like little corners in our house that don't get much light.
Yes. I have one. So it came right to mind.
I keep it there, mm-hmm. but really you're kind of supposed to put it to like diagonal to you and work. You can put your makeup on while you do it. There's all these different settings, different quality of lights. I promise you, I've only been using it like a week and a half. You can feel like the shift. It's like sunlight.
Yeah.
That subconscious feeling when sunlight hits you, yes. and it just like gives you a little like boop.
That's
a little
why
boost.
I've been in such a good mood because we finally got the sun out.
Finally.
In LA.
Mm-hmm. So it's like an $80 investment. I think it is so great. It's also an amazing makeup light.
I mean, 80's not even that bad, honestly.
Do you
honestly.
Have one for me?
I do.
Yes.
I do.
Cute.
Yes.
Friendship. They're just, it's like, it was like a cool find. It's one of those things that's like science. Awesome.
Yes. Great. I love that.
Yeah.
So we've really hit every tick today.
We did it.
We ticked every box today.
We did.
We truly did. We have products. We have serums. We have drinks. We have snacks. We have Shia's birthday.
We chicked every box today.
Guaranteed that one.
We sure did.
I guarantee. Now, this is maybe a leap, but I don't think it is. One of us is going to run into Shia in the next few months.
Well, she might when she intentionally spends $150 on a ticket.
I bet me and I bet it would happen for us, too.
If you do, you have to give him my email or something. Like, you have to do something.
I'd be, like, sucking his dick, like, oh, my God, I gotta give you my friend's number. I'd be like, I have
Sad.
A friend who has the biggest crush on you. Hold on.
I mean, you're joking, but honestly, that would probably be fine with him and me. You know what I mean? Like, I'll take it. Honey.
Okay, cool. Great. No, I'm just kidding.
You're not kidding, and I don't mind. I don't care. New Jackie is open. New Jackie is open, okay? We love that for us.
Yes.
We love that for us. Okay, tell us where we can find y'all and where we can find your podcast, That's So Retrograde, just in case people don't know everything.
Sure. So we're That's So Retrograde.
We love that for you.
You could just Google that.
Yes.
And you'll find it on iTunes and Spotify and I don't know of the other platforms, but they exist.
You're yeah. out there.
That's So Retrograde.
And That's So Retrograde is a comedy wellness kind of hybrid conversations with brand owners, with people innovative in the
We're
space.
Trying to like take the world of like quote unquote wellness, we hate that word,
yes.
and really move it away from like the commercialization that yes. it has grown into and ground it in really what it's meant to be, which is to help us all live our most well lives.
Yes.
In every aspect.
Yes. They're very knowledgeable. Obviously, you know, they're on the pulse of what's happening. They're explorers of the space. They're also just really quality humans.
Aww.
And your friends are great. Like every time I hang out with them, I'm like, your friends are awesome. You know, boss bitches, you know, ladies killing it in life, slaying it. We were stuck at the chateau in the rain together. I'm happy y'all
this
are here.
This is a dream. We're yes. so happy to be here.
Thanks
Thank you for
thanks
having,
for having
us.
Us.
That's So Retrograde. Find it. It comes out on Thursdays, just
oh,
like Manch
Food. You can find our Instagram at So Retrograde.
Love that.
Amen.
Well, let's get y'all the hell out.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. Everybody remember, wear your sunscreen this summer. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Scott and Zavier, a podcast.
A podcast network.